Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're now on ESPNU and on the ESPN app, which is probably already on your phone, but if it's not, download it. It takes 5 seconds. Click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You could take us with you wherever you go. If you already got to work, don't worry about it. We could take us right in your ears. Right into
right
work.
In your ears.
That's right. Pop in those earbuds.
Give it to you right in your ears.
Right in the ears. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
What if they have large ears or small ears, Max? How does that work?
My presumption is they have some kind of listening device that fits their ears, that suits their needs.
Size doesn't matter.
What's up, Max?
What's going on with you?
Man, just taking it all in. You know, this Justin Fields news is hot news. This Philadelphia Eagles victory last night with Jalen Hurts is even hotter.
Yeah.
You know, he's moving up the MVP charts.
Third.
You know. What else we got? Josh Allen, his amazing. Hey, man, that dude, I was watching him last night. That arm, boy, just like, he got a big arm, dude.
Big arm.
Like, man. He got a big arm. And I figured that out last night because he wasn't using his hips and his feet, right? He just, bam, letting it go. I'm like, man.
Laser beams.
Man, if I had one of them, might have 50,000 yards in a season.
I mean,
watch, look at this throw right here, this one. Look at that.
Yeah, just
like,
all
man, come
arm.
Come on, man,
yeah.
Stop that. That ain't even fair. That's not real.
Best player in the NFL right
that,
now.
That's
right?
Not yep. real. Right I ain't going to say all that just yet, because Aaron Donald
well, through,
still plays.
Through two games, he's
through
been
two
the
games,
MVP.
Best player in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through two games. Although one thing
way,
I'll say.
And by the way, that
say,
defense, man, you talk about what they did to Derrick Henry last night. 13 carries for 23 yards.
One thing I'll say about Mahomes, guys.
He's good, but.
Mahomes just beat Herbert in primetime, and the Chargers played very well, and Mahomes beat Herbert in primetime. And Mahomes threw five touchdowns, no picks, 360 yards week one. So against an Arizona team that turns out actually ain't so bad. So until I see, like, yes, Josh Allen objectively has the best case right now, I still couldn't put him ahead of Mahomes, though.
So Mahomes' win record against the teams that he's played is probably slightly better than Buffalo, I would say, even though Buffalo went out and beat the Rams, you know.
Waxed them.
Yeah, they did. They handled the Rams. But the Rams, I think, was a little overrated, too. Mm-hmm.
So we got Josh Allen. We got Patrick Mahomes in the MVP conversation. Who else we got in the MVP
Jalen
conversation?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
He has to be in there.
Do we have Tua in the MVP conversation?
I don't.
No, I don't think anybody does, Jay. Not even Vegas.
Because
Sorry.
It was very clear.
I'm curious what Vegas does have, considering they're 2-0, and he leads the league in passing yards.
A.J. Brown is a lot, but yesterday, and you need a whole team. It's
oh, there
the
he
ultimate
is, plus 1,800. They do have him in there. There
yesterday,
go.
It was very clear that Jalen Hurts
when you get down
was
to
the
six,
engine.
Though, that's a long ways.
He's still in the top six.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, Jay. They put eight, you'll say he's in the top eight.
I mean, how many people are in the NFL, Key?
Let's those put it four, this way, though. Look at the first five names.
I've never known anybody that would be six to win the MVP.
Well, regardless of whether you've never known somebody six to win it, the fact that Tua Tagovailoa's name
it
is
at all.
In it says everything you need to know about guys.
Yeah, because we took the top six.
Wait, you pick random numbers every week.
Yeah, but let's be realistic.
Gee, there's 32 teams. If you're top six out of 32, that's damn good.
There's only four people that's really going to get real votes.
Can we see that again? Can we see that again? Look. Let me show
four people.
There, man. I'm going to back you up on this, though. If you look at this list, Jay, I would put a line under Lamar Jackson. Like, that's Josh fine. Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson are of a kind.
That's fine.
Y'all not,
I'm not saying,
what you
I'm
not going to do,
I'm not
Jay?
Saying he, well, Jay. What I am, I'm not going to say he – I've said this multiple times. How many times did I say he's not Josh Allen? He's not Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's Justin Herbert. He's not Lamar Jackson.
So why are we even having
he's
this conversation?
He's not Jalen Hurts either,
I'm
it turns
him,
out.
Well, Jalen Hurts, small sample size. I need to see a lot more.
I can't.
Come on,
you're
man. You're going to put Jalen Hurts in the same conversation as Lamar
this.
Jackson.
Not yet.
And I'm not doing
but
that
he's
yet.
Starting to enter it based on last night.
He played well
pick
last
up,
night, yes.
I get it, Jay. It's a whole deal, but you're not going to package Tua up and sell it to me. It's not going to work.
I'm not packaging Tua
you're
up
not
and selling
do
it to
that,
you.
Man.
You keep taking my words and twisting it to fit your narrative. My narrative is just the fact that Tua is
narrative.
On that page
he
in
would...
the conversation is a win for Tua and the Dolphins.
Max.
Right? It's the same
situation. Would you do me a favor, Max? Hmm.
Reach you ain't gonna to talk circles around me, man.
Dude, reach over to him real quick and just whisper something in his ear for me. Tell him to wake up.
Oh, I'm up. I've been up since 3 a.m., baby. Sharp. Ready.
You're not gonna package
go
that up. I love the fact that Tua had a great game. And a great fourth quarter, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Yep. He threw 6 touchdowns. Dan Marino probably was the last guy to do it. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. All that. They've been looking for a quarterback.
Yep.
And everybody's talking about what he can't do. I understand that.
Yep.
But what you're not going to do to me is package him up and sell him to me as an MVP, a legitimate MVP candidate.
All I'm saying to you is first 2 games in the season, you have to have his name there. Yeah. I'm not saying it's going to
guys,
win.
Guys, as the one, you guys thought that.
Got Jalen Hurts' name there.
I was the one who said Jalen Hurts is so great yesterday. You two didn't believe me. Oh, no, that was you guys, and that was me not. No, listen, Jalen Hurts, to me, is the focus. The fact is he played last night. He lit it up. I was impressed with Hurts out of the gate as a pro when he took over for Carson Wentz. I thought he really flashed. I saw progress last year. But this year, the question was, I think especially heading into last night for me, in prime time against a team in the Vikings look really good week one, is can he do it in such a way where it's like, yeah, you can win a Super Bowl with this guy? The answer was an emphatic yes based on last night. That certainly looked like a guy, Key, who could win a Super Bowl. I think they are alive.
Yeah, I think they are. So as I started to think about this and I started thinking about it, not only last night but even earlier today, you know, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, you know, they got the schedule and the Commanders and the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Steelers, and you start looking at this sort of stuff, and you're saying to yourself, who's really in their way to get the number one seed? And I look at a lot of different things. You start looking at the win totals, the seeding, who they would go up against in the NFC to reach the Super Bowl. Let's reach it before we think about winning it. And you say, okay, can Jalen Hurts put himself in a position where the real opponents start to come in week 5 when they play at the Cardinals? The Cardinals, at that point, I believe they get DeAndre Hopkins back. And then they go to the Cowboys. They got the bye, the Steelers, which is not murderer's row. They play the Texans, which is a tough out. They fight hard, but they could beat them. The Colts, which is garbage. Then they finally get the Packers at home. Mm-hmm. They get the Titans by then. The Titans will probably be with Malik Willis at quarterback. They go to the Giants, and I'm starting to look. Week 15, 16, 17, the Saints. I'll be at that game in Philly, by the way. And so I'm looking. They can wind up winning about 13 damn games and have a number one seed.
Well, first of all, it starts with this to me, guys. They are dominant on both sides of the line of scrimmage up front. Like, let's start right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a quarterback. They have a coach who's working out. They
best
have a number one receiver.
Best quarterback in the division.
I agree. I think he's the best quarterback in the division right now. Even if Dak were healthy, I would say,
yeah,
give
I'm
me
with
what
you
I saw
on that,
last 100%. Night. Yeah. And then they have guys who, like, they just have both sides of the ball. It looks like a complete team. If that's Jalen Hurts, that's a complete team.
And the way Darius Slay shut down Justin Jefferson, man, that defense,
Slay
too. I mean, look,
that dude.
They're a sleeper to be in the Super Bowl.
They rock
they're
with
a sleeper
him, though.
To be there.
They, if you look at the quarterbacks that have this special trait to them, mm-hmm. whatever that is, the team gravitates toward him. You know, things that I look for in games, I'm not just looking at the X's and O's, Max and Jay. I'm looking at how do the players respond to
it. Saw it with Hurts from week one of
or they
or
dancing
the first time
with
he took
him
the ball.
When he rips it, they score a touchdown, are they rocking with him? Are they walking back to the sideline?
Mm-hmm.
Are they defending him when somebody cheap shots him? I look at all of that
how about
sort
the
of
way,
stuff.
How about the way the whole team responds on the field? Remember when he took over from Carson Wentz, the team immediately came alive. When you say, like, rock with them, the team rocked with them from day one. They came
yeah,
alive
I mean,
with this
I mean, that's
dude.
Just, you know, he's throwing with guys in the offseason. It's just you got to feel, and I'm not in the building. I'm looking at it from a distance, and we'll have Sal Palantonio on with us at 8:10, and we'll discuss with him the relationship between Jalen Hurts and that locker room because I really want to know. That says a lot, though, and they get comfortable. And you could just see it in his play, man. I'm telling you, I know what I see. This dude here is there in Philly to stay.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We are joined now, as Key just promised, by Sal Pal. Sal Pal Antonio, the author of one of my very favorite sports books ever. Key, J., it's a little book. You can get right through it in your spare time. You don't have to worry about, oh, I'm all invested. It's called How Football Explains America. There was a famous book, How Soccer Explains the World. And Sal Pal wrote a book, How Football Explains America. It's one of the best sports books I've ever read. Sal Pal Antonio with us now, ESPN NFL reporter. What's going on, Sal Pal?
Max, that's very nice of you to mention that book. I really appreciate it. And, you know, the thing about Jalen Hurts, I'll just jump right into it. I had a chance to spend a lot of time with him this summer, did a one-on-one interview with him. You know, he is just real. He is just sincere. The players and the coaches trust him. He's a coach's son. Two of the things that blew me away about Jalen Hurts, one happened last year, one happened last night. Last year, after they lose in Tampa, he's got his ankle in a boot. He comes to the press conference. He looks in the camera and he says, my third season starts tomorrow. And that, for him to have that sense of awareness and his responsibility for the team and himself was just overwhelming to me. And the way he delivered the line just literally blew me away. And then last night, so he puts on a show. He put on a show. He settled the debate last night. He is the Eagles franchise quarterback. Debate over. And then he gets up there on the podium to the press, and he said, and this is the mentality of a coach's son. He said, we had a hell of a game, but we got a hell of a lot to learn. And that just impressed me. And I think that's what impresses the coaching staff and his players. And Key, you're absolutely right. They love his very understated but earnest and tough leadership style.
Mm-hmm. So, Uncle Sal, are the Eagles the best team in the NFC after two games?
I do believe that, and I believe that for two specific reasons. One, as you know, Key, it's very difficult to find a dual-threat quarterback who can win from the pocket, routinely win from the pocket. That's very difficult to defend. The dude had an 84% completion rate last night. Come on. And that's a very good defense. Ed Donatell and Mike Pettine are two really good defensive coaches. So I went into the Vikings locker room after the game looking for answers. You know, as a reporter, you always go into the loser's locker room first. You do.
No, I know. Hey, look. Hey, Sal, I know firsthand experience with you, so that's why I laughed.
Yeah, you go into the loser's locker room first. Everybody goes into the winner's locker room. I go into the loser's locker room. So I'm looking for answers as to why the Eagles had no answer for Jalen Hurts. So I find Ed Donatell, the defensive coordinator. I've known this guy for 20 years. And I ask him the question. And he said, Sal, we just could not adjust to the speed of their team and his speed. Talking about Jalen Hurts. He said they are advanced in their system, and they have the speed to go with it. And that's a very rare, honest answer from a defensive coordinator after you just got your tails handed to you on Monday Night Football. The numbers are the numbers. You know, 7 for 13 on third down, over 50%, 84% completion rate. So Hurts, in back-to-back games, has 333 yards and 390 yards in total offense.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Sal, Kirk Cousins now 2-37 in primetime games. It's going to sound harsh, but is he just like the epitome of mediocrity?
You know, I don't like to label players because I have too much respect for who they are and how far they've gotten in life. So I don't like to make those kinds of labels and judgments, J. Will.
Yep.
I'll just say this. I don't think that Kevin O'Connell put that team in a position to really compete in that game. You got Dalvin Cook. Your offensive line is pretty good. The Eagles just got whipped in Detroit. by a Detroit team that had no business beating, you know, scoring 35 points. You needed to run first and play action off of it. And his whole offense seems to be throw it to number 18. You know, but okay, yeah. But everybody in the building knew that was going to happen, and you have Darius Slay, and Darius Slay played out of his mind. You know why Darius Slay is playing well? And I'll just say this, Jay Will. I think the Eagles have the best secondary. People talk about their offensive line. I think they have the best secondary in the NFL. Now that Darius Slay has James Bradbury and C.J. Gardner-Johnson on the back end, he's not afraid to take the kinds of chances that he's capable of taking and cashing in on it. Mm. So Slay is all over Justin Jefferson. I thought the way to help Cousins out last night, and listen, I'm not coaching the team, but just hand it to number four and make the Eagles pay for it and keep the Eagles and Jalen Hurts off the field. I mean, that seems to be football 101. By the way, Jay Will, thank you for starting this whole Uncle Sal thing. I mean, you were the one who started it. And, you know, now on Daily Wager, I'm Uncle Sal. I'm Fantasy Football, I'm Uncle Sal. On your show, I'm Uncle Sal.
I'm from Jersey.
I'm from Jersey.
Right. I've had an Uncle Sal before. You know what I mean? You guys are the best there is.
Love it.
So, Sal, let me ask you this question. Who does this first two games now, we're only talking about two games. Obviously, there's another 15, and you know, being in this league forever, things can change in a heartbeat. Who does this Philadelphia Eagle team remind you of in the past Philadelphia Eagle Andy Reid teams?
I would say the team that went to the Super Bowl with T.O. When Donovan was dialed in with T.O., Jalen Hurts is dialed in with A.J. Brown. And they made a conscious effort, Key. You know how wide receivers can be, right? Devontae Smith needed to get his touches last night. He didn't have any catches in week one. The coaches got into Jalen Hurts' ear and said, we're going to go to Devontae Smith. He was 6 for 6 in throwing to him. That opened things up for A.J. Brown. And, you know, if you have those two dudes, one who's real good on vertical, and, you know, Smith is really, you look at it, you know, wide receivers is better than anyone, you know, I've ever seen. You know wide receivers, Key. Devontae Smith is very smooth, very elegant with his movement, and has terrific hands, soft, terrific hands. The ball just lands there. And I think with him running some of those nine routes, it opens things up for Brown on those short, shallow crossers and the deep crossers. And then they've been using Goddard in the outside the hashes, which is different for him. When he was with the previous regime, he was always over the middle. I think he's better outside the hashes. And, you know, the thing that Donatell was saying last night, and it is only two games. Hey, it's two games. We're in year two as a full-time starter for this guy. So let's not go crazy. But what they have going is a dual-threat quarterback who can win from the pocket, like Tua in Miami. So now McDaniel in Miami's got Tua winning from the pocket, but you have to account for him with a hat on defense as a possible runner, and that's pretty lethal.
Sal, we had the MVP odds up, and obviously names like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts now in that conversation, 8-1 odds, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. And then, you know, Tua's name was there like, you know, 6th or 7th. And just his name being on that page, I'm like, oh, my goodness. From last year, people weren't sure he was going to be the quarterback of this team with Brian Flores moving forward. What have you made of the first two games of the regular season for Tua thus far?
Well, you know, on the matchup show, we have a new cast member, Darius Butler, a former Colts cornerback, defensive back for 9 years. And he has pointed out to us the design of Mike McDaniel's offense to go with the speed. So now with speed and design that came over from San Francisco, and you can leave Tua in the pocket, now guys are open quickly. That's the key. They're winning quickly off the line of scrimmage. So his reads are defined, but the defense has the constant threat of the guy taking off. So, you know, listen, the Dolphins are going to compete in every single game for every blade of grass because of their vertical and horizontal speed. And that makes Tua so dangerous. And he's throwing the ball with confidence because guys are open. Like Jalen last night, 86% completion rate for a guy who they said couldn't win out of the pocket. And if you guys remember when you had me on over the summer, and I said to you, listen, the dude went to California, mm-hmm. worked out with quarterbacks coaches, and you can see the results.
Yeah, Tom House.
His base is nice and firm. His footwork is consistent. The ball comes out much more quickly and with much more trajectory and rotation. The rotation on the ball has got more violence to it. So it gets on the receivers much more quickly. That's, you go back to the Cousins thing, and I pointed this out to my producer, Brian Franey, last night when we were in the press box and I was watching it on the binoculars because I'm not on the field. I said, look at Cousins' ball. It has flutter to it. Too much flutter. Guys were waiting. Justin Jefferson was open a couple of times. He was waiting on the ball. And with Jalen Hurts, the ball just is coming out quick, really quick, and the rotation on the ball is making the ball go through the air quickly and violently and landing exactly where he wants it. So his accuracy is up, and so the numbers are up. You see it.
Sal Palantonio pointing out that he is a genuine dual-threat quarterback, Jalen Hurts, on a team that is really good on both sides of the ball, up front on the line of scrimmage, yes, but also now with A.J. Brown, the great receiver, dangerous in the secondary because guys can help slay, which helps him play more aggressively. This team looks like the genuine article. Thank you, Sal Pal, as always.
All right, Uncle Sal.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
You got it, my man.
Sal Palantonio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, How Football Explains America is well worth your time. Doesn't take long to get through it, but well worth your time. Is there any doubt that Sal Pal's book, one of them, that the Bills are the best team in the NFL?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Josh Allen with four touchdown tosses as they knock off and really crush Tennessee 41-7.
Yeah, I haven't been part of a whole lot of games like that, so brutal, brutal night.
We got our ass kicked. They outcoached us. They outplayed us.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Ooh, on the ESPN app, by the way. You can listen to us live anywhere. Just click More on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll to Live Radio. That's where you can find us. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, is there any doubt that the Bills are the best team in the NFL? Now, if push comes to shove, I think you can make the best objective case that they are. But I have some doubt that they are, in fact, the best. Talk about that in a second. ESPN NFL analyst Louis Riddick was on the call for Bills and Titans, and he explains what makes the this Bills team so great so far?
Great leadership, starting at the very top with ownership, with the general manager being aligned with the head coach disseminating that consistency one day at a time type of message. And then the leaders of the football team really policing it, Scott, at the ground level, you know, with the boots on the ground. Guys like Josh Allen, guys like Von Miller, telling them, hey, look, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Yeah, we're pretty good. We know we're good. We embrace it. We embrace the expectations. We embrace what people expect the standard to be. You know why? Because that's our own standard. So it's not like people are telling us anything we don't know.
So before we get to who might be better, real quick, as a Giants fan, Key, Jay, this is why I'm so happy that the Giants looked to the Bills when it was time to finally get it right, rebuilding. They looked to a franchise that went step by step, Key, general manager, coach, select the right quarterback, develop him, get him a receiver, put all the things together, and you could see the Bills taking step by step until now, they're consensus, the best team in the NFL. But are they, in fact, Key, is it without a doubt?
No, Max, I wouldn't say without a doubt. You see me grabbing my mic like you?
So I'm a mic controller, MC. You know what I'm saying? This is how it goes.
I wouldn't say.
Got to lean back, got to step forward.
I wouldn't say without a doubt. I just wouldn't do it yet. But they're there, right? Because they still have some challenges ahead of them. They got teams like Miami Dolphins that are starting to play a certain way. People starting to believe in Miami. It's only two games. I get it. But they still got Miami. They still have the Ravens. They still have some teams that could potentially be a problem for them. They went and waxed the Rams in L.A. The Rams get the credit because they won the Super Bowl, so a lot of yeast was involved in week one on a Thursday night. We needed to see a nationally televised game, them going there and punch them down. Then they take on a Titan team that was probably overrated based on the number one seeding a year ago and Derrick Henry. And so, you know, yeah, the records say it. The way that they play from first quarter to fourth quarter says it. But they got a little bit of a gauntlet ahead of them. Mm-hmm. Let's just kind of see what happens in the Dolphins, Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs, Packers-type games before we just say, oh, my God.
I think they're playing the best right now, probably, out of the first 2 weeks. But would you rather be playing your best football now or would you rather be playing your best football later? And when it becomes later, if that matchup occurs – there's really not anybody else in the AFC I worry about, but that one matchup, if it occurs with that other dude that has something special to him and Patrick Mahomes, that's where it gets really intriguing to me.
I totally
It could be
agree.
Justin Herbert too, but Patrick Mahomes is the one thing. I have to see somebody get over that hump.
Listen to me, as a Yankees fan who experienced it this year so far, and I'm hoping it all comes together again, the only thing I'd be nervous about if I was a Bills fan right now is like, don't tell me we're peaking now. I want to peak at the end of the season.
Well, Max, they'll have an opportunity October 16th.
Yeah, well,
they'll be in Arrowhead. So they'll have an opportunity to see what everybody – to show everybody what everybody wants to see.
And here's the thing about the Bills. You know, it seemed to me that they were built to beat the Chiefs going into last season. They didn't quite get there. They almost got there. And this season it feels like they're just built to beat everybody. They're just the best. But I will say this. First of all, if Lamar gets a run game from anyone other than him and his secondary comes together, you can't account for Lamar Jackson. He's capable of being a bigger one-man show than anyone ever, right? Like when he's at his best and sometimes could just beat you because there's nothing you can do with him. That's one. But and Justin Herbert, on paper, that team is stacked. They're really, really good. Here's the. You said it before, Jay and Key, you said we'll be able to see. Until I see them get by the Chiefs, I don't believe, like, I got to see that first because you can be perfect.
Well,
and Mahomes is like a magic. He's like a magician. You could be perfect and he can still somehow beat you.
Well, they passed the quiz. Is that right? Yeah, the quiz would be the first, right? Isn't that the first test you usually get or is it the first test? Whatever.
Yeah, like
the
little quiz, yeah.
Yeah, they passed that one with the Rams, right? Now they get ready. Let's see what happens along the way. They get their Friday exams. They pass those when they play these other teams. Then they get to the midterm. The midterm for me is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
If they pass that midterm, now they starting to work toward some more Friday tests on Friday, get out early, blah, blah, blah. Then they get to the playoffs. They get to the finals. That's when you start to know what the Kansas City Chiefs are.
Let's extend the metaphor. You know what the Chiefs feel like to me, Key? The little genius student, right? early in the semester. They're like, well, hold on, you're not going to class? Where are you going? No, I'm like, but like, he's like, no, I'll be fine. I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it. I'll show up for the midterm. I'm gonna cram before them and somehow get an A+, right? Like, and the Bills are the earnest student. They're putting in all the work and whatever, but still, let's see how it ends. You know what I mean? But the Chiefs, Max, got an extra dimension.
Agreed. It's also the way, like, we use the word pass. You said A+. It's almost like an A++++. They've dominated.
For the
Chiefs. Bills have dominated their first two opponents.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
Super Bowl champs, Rams.
They got a 4-point.
You want to get your rings tonight? You want to drop banners? Great. Like, we'll beat you 31-10. They have won their two games by a combined 54 points.
Yeah. They have a perfect GPA plus all the extra credit. The Bills look so good. It's just, here's the thing. If, as long as Patrick Mahomes is with Andy Reid, good luck. You know, good luck. You got the best guy and probably the best guy.
Max,
it's a lot.
And Eric Bieniemy.
The best guy, the best guy, and the best guy.
Because just remember, Andy Reid's looking at the sheet, but Eric Bieniemy's mouth is moving.
He naturally, people that's just because be leaving him out all the
that's
time.
That's what a job Andy Reid has done coaching up Eric Bieniemy to call those plays. Unbelievable.
He told Eric Bieniemy in the year,
he's got a mind meld with him. That's
look,
what
hey, Max, yeah. He tells him, go to number 5. Then Bieniemy goes to 5 and goes, blah, 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 blah. Andy Reid's calling the plays, doing a great job. Andy Reid's mouth hasn't moved.
Is there any doubt that the Bills are the best team in the NFL? I think there is some because there's a long way to go, but so far, they look as good. You can't look better than the Bills have looked. One ESPN radio host, by the way, explains why Jets wideout Garrett Wilson is already the best wide receiver in the history of the franchise, and if memory serves, he said it's not even close.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
I think they got this right. Let me say off the top. They suspend Mike Evans for one game for the altercation with Marshawn Lattimore of the Saints. And Key, like, it was such a clear escalation, and it was in plain sight. It was such a big, obvious thing. He had to go for one game. I thought they got it right.
No, they got it right. I mean, look, he'll appeal it, and we'll see what happens. I think James Thrash and Derek Brooks, my former teammates, are the appeal police. Knowing Debo, they're probably not going to overturn it. Look, they got it right. You can't go and shove somebody to the ground in that situation because he says something or he pushes somebody lightly and he says something to Tom damn Brady.
Well, wait a minute. He looked sideways at Tom Brady. That's a good point, Jay. He may be imprisoned.
You could do
3 to 5 for giving Tom Brady a stink eye.
They made the right call, man. Mike Evans came out of nowhere, and it's precedent, right? Because they had an issue back in 2017 where something similar happened, and Evans was suspended for a game as well. So Lattimore wasn't minding his own business, and that's when Evans came out of nowhere. They got the right.
They got
well,
it.
Well, right. Lattimore wasn't minding his own business. He was in a heated conversation.
But Lattimore got pushed first by a Bucks player.
Yeah, but you know it was a push. Okay, Jay, it's a push. You know how many times you push guys in games? Mike Evans off the sideline, shove. Imagine if I just came into the studio and just shoved you really hard without you knowing to the ground. One, you can get hurt because it's a jar.
You're not ready for it too. Yeah,
and you're not ready for it. You're not bracing yourself. And if you fall on that turf and hit your head, I mean, a melee. Now all of a sudden everybody's on top of each other. No, Mike Evans was completely in the wrong.
Yeah,
now,
that's what I said.
I don't like the fact they took his money, but.
Jay, I can't believe you don't understand this. Mike Evans was in the wrong.
I just said that. Jay. I just said they got it right.
Jay, I think they got it right. What are you talking about?
Nobody listens.
Jay, it's like we can make it sound like. Yeah, it's crazy about radio. You could just be framed. Like he was talking earlier about those studies that, you know, like.
There's evidence. I just said that they got it right.
Jay.
Who said you didn't say they got it right?
Well, you just followed up my comment as if I said that they didn't get it right.
No, all I said was they got it right. I didn't say Jay.
Key and I both think they got it right. Where are you with this, Jay?
Max playing radio again.
No one is taking the got it right from you, Jay. You're all right. Yeah. You got it right. Jay got it right, everybody. And by the way, his birthday was a couple weeks ago. Happy birthday,
Max. This is what Max does.
He and I believe they got it right. Jay, where are you with it?
Yes.
Just real quick, last word.
They got it wrong.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Jets! The Jets are the Jets. They're a mess.
How patient are Jets fans supposed to be?
For all those people who continue to talk and to continue to doubt, we're taking receipts.
What are you saying?
So, here on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, now on ESPNU, and by the way, the ESPN app, if you're having a driveway moment, I'm at work, I got to get in there by 9 o'clock, it's 8:46 on the East Coast, I got to, by the time I get it to the desk and everything, wherever you're going, I want to hear what they're going to say. Someone said something. So, who went at Key? Hold on. Best receiver ever on the Jets is Garrett Wilson. I need to hear this. Okay, take the ESPN app, probably already on your phone. If it's not, download it. It takes a second. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. Boom, we're in your ears. Take portable, live, portable Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I feel like Greeny's on to something here.
Yes, you think so?
Maybe.
Let's listen to what Mike Greenberg, his show follows this one, Greeny. Follows Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. He does a excellent morning show on television while we're on the radio called Get Up. He and I share the same birthday, although he's 6 years older than I am.
Oh, y'all do?
Yeah, both born August 6th.
No wonder y'all look alike.
That's what they say. By the way, Greeny takes that as a great compliment, I'm sure, because I'm very handsome. Now listen. This is what Mike Greenberg Greeny had to say, Key. About the best receiver in the history of the Jets franchise. Listen to this.
I was on a flight from New York to Las Vegas the last week of April on a Tuesday. Thursday was the draft. And I happened to be on a flight with Dan Orlovsky and a few other people. And Dan says to me, we have no idea who's going to get drafted where at that point. And he says to me, Greeny, the best player in this draft is Garrett Wilson. The receiver from Ohio State is the best player in this draft. And what is delightful, I don't want to overstate this, is that in 2 weeks what we have seen is that he is the best player in the National Football League. That's so in 2 weeks, he is the best player in the sport. Again, he's the best receiver the Jets have ever had already by far, and it's not even close. Don Maynard, Wesley Walker, Keyshawn Johnson, Al Toon, Lavernius Coles, whoever else you want to put in there. Garrett Wilson is already better than all of them put together. That's my number one takeaway from yesterday.
Wow, that was fast. That only took 2 weeks for him to put you in the rear view, Key.
Oh, that's good, though. I'm happy.
Get your game up, man.
Look, Max.
Yes.
Look at his numbers versus mine. Look at that. First two games. Wow. He's gonna go. He's gonna take the Jets to the AFC Championship game. They're gonna win it. They're gonna do all the things that they're supposed to do.
Actually, hold on. Put those numbers up again. Put the first screen up again. Watch this. Through two games, it's actually, if you look at the numbers, it's the exact same thing. He's targeted twice as much, so he has twice as many receptions. He has 50 more yards, and he has twice the touchdowns, 2-1.
But
per target, it's the exact same thing.
I couldn't get open.
Damn, Key, you got to get some separation, brother.
Yeah, got to get some. Mm. Put up the other numbers, though.
Here are the next numbers. This is Key's career with the Jets. 4,000 yards, 4,100 yards. Yards per reception, 13.5. Caught 31 touchdowns.
Actually, I had – oh, they didn't put the playoffs in there. I was going to say I had 3 touchdowns on the ground, but never mind. That's the regular season, not the postseason. That's not bad numbers. Not bad. Solid player.
I mean,
could have been better in a lot of ways.
Tied for 7th in targets, tied for 13th in receptions, 16th in receiving yards, tied
already
for 6th in touchdowns already through 2 games. It's really impressive.
It is.
Hey, I'm not going as far as Greeny's going, but that's really impressive.
Hey, Max.
Yo.
See what that says?
I don't.
No.
Come on, you know I got one eye.
The print is like, it's like 5'8".
Mike Greenberg, I got your receipt right here, buddy.
Oh, you got your Mike. Big problems. Key's keeping receipts.
I'm keeping receipts. Greeny got all giddy and happy because the Jets won. I get it. I understand. Garrett Wilson, hell of a player. He certainly, by far, in my opinion, was the best receiver to come out of this year's draft. I mean, look at that route right there. Just ridiculous. I know that we're on television and radio, but it's one of those deals where he's going to be something special. If they find out to get the right quarterback in there to get him the football, he's going to be a monster. I hate his number, but he's going to be a monster.
What was so good about the route when you said it was ridiculous? What can you describe why you say it's ridiculous?
He ran a shake route, a shake route is considered a post corner. And when you look at the post corner shake route with him, he just turned the DB completely around. I mean, that's just, you know, that's ridiculous.
Well, there you have it. Greatest receiver in the history of the Jets by far. Matter of fact, all rolled up into one.
I mean, look, I got a receipt. Keyshawn I got the Mike Greenberg receipt right here. I keep receipts too.
Greeny's coming up next, so I'm sure maybe he'll talk about receipts.
Even Justin Jefferson, first two games, 6 targets, Jamar Chase, 11. I mean, he had more targets than those two guys. More receptions than those two guys, more yards than those two guys, and tied for the same amount of touchdowns as Jamar Chase in his first year.
He's on record pace, yeah.
Yeah, he'll win one game like I did as a rookie.
And he's doing it for a team without a quarterback, by the way.
Hey, Max, he'll win one game like me as a rookie.
Well, yeah.
1-15.
Can't hold it against either guy. They're on the Jets after all. I mean, let's face it. But I am impressed by a Key also, considering that the Jets don't have an elite quarterback, to say the least, right?
Yeah, you look, here's how you know he's going to be good. Because he is playing at a level that most rookies at this position can't play at, despite not having a legitimate quarterback. And I know Flacco played well. He threw the ball all over the lot, whatever you want to call it. But Flacco's not going to keep this up. I mean, it's not going to happen. And he's still out there doing his job. So as I'm evaluating this team, I know he's okay. He's safe. He's a guy who's we're going to build this team around. He'll be here 5 years from now as we continue to build this roster out, just based on his first two games of the year.
It is. You got to feel good if anytime you think you got the best player in the draft, and it's possible they did.
It's possible. I mean, who knows? I'm sure there's somebody that we're missing who was taken in the 4th round who's lighting it up somewhere at an offensive line or defensive line or something, Max. Who knows?
Well, listen.
Just think for C.J. Stroud that he had Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave on the same team. On the same team.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers is working with Christian Watson. Like, you take a big physical package like Christian Watson and you give him Aaron Rodgers, it's like you can have two kids who are equally bright. I think about this kind of analogy a lot. And one goes to City College, and one goes, you know, the CUNY or whatever, or, you know, a two-year junior college, and one goes to Harvard. They're equally bright. But at the end of 4 years or whatever, how many years, the kid who was in the better environment has an advantage. And it compounds, right?
That's the blessings. How do they say it? It's the curse and the
blessing and the curse.
Blessing and the curse. When you drafted high, you go to situations like the New York Jets. When you're a second-round guy, you go to situations like Green Bay. I mean, that's just the reality of it until they get things turned around.
That's right. Not easy, as Key, as Key can tell you firsthand from being the first overall pick to go to a Richie Kotite 15-loss team to start.
I'm watching you, Mike Greenberg.
Greeny, he's got receipts. Uh-oh. Everyone knows everyone's very scared of anyone with receipts. Was Justin Fields out of pocket? He said the loss to Green Bay hurt more in the locker room than for Bears fans. Coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.